Nancy Pelosi and Paul Ryan have joined the ranks of those calling for Congressman John Conyers to resign. The 88-year-old Michigan Democrat is accused of sexual harassment by multiple women. Conyers is in a Detroit hospital today due to stress. Washington Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal called for Conyers' resignation on Tuesday. When we spoke this afternoon, I asked Jayapal, if Conyers does not resign, would you vote to expel him from Congress?
I would vote to do it. I was the second person to call for his resignation before Nancy Pelosi. I really felt that we as Democrats can't pick and choose. We have to recognize that this is sexual harassment is sweeping our nation in terms of the stories that are coming out. It's always been there, of course, but now women are coming forward and telling the stories. And we have to be responsive and we have to respond as a body. Congress has to respond, and I think Democrats can't decide that we want to lambaste Trump and more and then refuse to you know, call on our own who have credible allegations and accusations from multiple women. This is a pattern.
Which brings us to Senator Al Franken. Today, another woman says she was groped by the senator during a USO tour about 14 years ago, and that was before Franken was elected to the Senate. She's the fifth woman to come forward with these kinds of accusations. You have called for zero tolerance for sexual harassment and that we cannot pick and choose. So should Al Franken resign?
I do believe he should. I think that, you know, once these latest allegations came out, and I was very troubled when I saw his press conference on Monday, where he seemed to indicate that he knew more things were going to come out. That makes me wonder how he knew that. Did he know that he was involved in other improprieties that had not yet come to light? But it's clear to me now, just like with John Conyers, that there's a pattern of abuse here. And I do believe Al Franken should resign.
And what about former Seattle Mayor Ed Murray? Murray faced multiple allegations of sexual abuse, and you were among many people who did not call for him to resign. Why did you decide not to do that?
Well, at the time, I think I felt that it was, since I was in Congress, that it was a local issue and that it needed to be addressed locally. I think in looking back, I think I probably should have weighed in, but I didn't. And I think that there is a different sensibility about sexual harassment now and the different ability to be credible when you come forward, but also when you call for somebody to take those allegations seriously. And it is sort of a sea change, I think, in the country in terms of how we're dealing with these issues, how we're addressing them. And, you know, and for me, that was, to be honest, that was part of the reason I felt that I had to call for John Conyers to resign, because I did go through that in Seattle. I had been calling for Roy Moore to step aside. I have said numerous times that Trump is unfit to be president, including because of the reasons of sexual harassment. And I think that we all learn about what it means to show leadership.
Congresswoman, let's talk about solutions and due process, perhaps, as well. You've said that Congress's sexual harassment complaint and investigation system silences women and leads men to believe that they can get away with this kind of behavior. So specifically, how do you think the policy should change?
These investigations sometimes take a year or more. And I think that we have to have a process that is quick, that is fair, and that leads to action. We are elected by the people, and we serve at the pleasure of the people, and people rely on trust. And so I think it's incredibly important that we address this quickly.
Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Kim.